Words of Wisdom, the beautiful tradition of the Indian people, will be presented in French and English with subtitles in Arabic, Olaxis or Vietnamese, Chinese, English, French, German, Hebrew, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Italian, Korean, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Romanian, Russian, Spanish, Thai, Urdu and Turkish. Connue pour sa déclaration des droits de l'homme et du citoyen, la France est un pays qui a mis en avant les principes de liberté, d'égalité et de fraternité. Le peuple français a bon cœur et est bien connu pour accueillir les immigrants venus chercher un foyer. La nation française a eu une influence positive sur de nombreux pays à travers sa législation et son excellence dans de nombreux domaines. Par exemple, dans le domaine de l'exploration, les Français ont été à l'avant-garde de l'aérospatiale avec les frères Montgolfier et leur célèbre montgolfière qui a permis à l'homme de s'élever dans les airs. Aujourd'hui, les Français sont toujours à la pointe de la technologie, en particulier dans l'aérospatiale et les transports terrestres, avec entre autres le train à grande vitesse, ou TGV, détenteur du record de vitesse. Nous devons aussi le cinéma à Léon Bouly et la photocouleur aux Frères Lumière. Toutes ces innovations ont permis à beaucoup de Français de traverser les frontières et d'apporter leur esprit de solidarité dans le monde entier via des organisations célèbres comme Médecins Sans Frontières et Emmaüs International. La France est aussi bien connue en médecine avec les découvertes de Louis Pasteur sur les vaccins. Dans le monde des arts, c'est Claude Monet qui a révolutionné la peinture avec l'impressionnisme. On ne peut bien sûr pas parler de la France sans mentionner la haute couture, la gastronomie et le savoir-vivre qui ont fait de ce pays une destination touristique romantique. La France est aussi une terre de paysages variés s'étendant de la côte atlantique jusqu'à la Méditerranée, en passant par le Jura et les Alpes, dont le plus haut sommet, le Mont Blanc avec ses 4808 mètres, est aussi le toit de l'Europe. Au cours de sa tournée mondiale de conférences en 1993 et suite à l'invitation de sincères chercheurs de vérité, Maître Suprême Qinghai accepta de se rendre dans cet ancien pays de romance et d'histoire colorée pour partager sa sagesse et sa connaissance de la vérité. En août 2007, Maître Suprême Qinghai est revenu en France pour un séminaire. Nous vous invitons à présent à suivre la discussion suivante entre Maître Suprême Qinghai et les membres de notre association intitulée « La belle tradition du peuple indien ». C'était à Paris, en France.
This is a story about some special stuff. This is a story from Muslim country. The story I told you yesterday and now is a Muslim tradition, Muslim country, about fakirs, yeah, about Sufis master, yeah, about Islam, a great wise man, a prophet, etc., etc., yeah. And the master, or the Sufis master, they use also parables to talk to their disciples, yeah? As you know, if you use sometimes the conventional mean, the brain immediately like, shut down. I say, no, I heard like that. I did not hear like this. They were put up of resistance. So most of the master, they use parables, yeah? Liken a situation and do something and telling a story in order to drive home some spiritual point. Yeah. So if they talk about roses, it's not really roses they're talking about. Yeah. If they talk about beautiful girls, it's not really beautiful girls that the master are interested in or have in mind. Yeah. Or even if they talk about jokes. So what I'm just trying to tell you that in the old time, the master used all means. It depends on the level of the disciples. He will use that mean to teach them. Yeah? Yeah. Because some people don't understand anything else if he's uneducated. At the case of the old time, many people illiterate. Yeah? Even nowadays, still have some illiterate people in the world. It's a sad thing, but it's the truth. So the master has to use all kind of means to drive home the spiritual point, yeah? Because he make it interesting so that the disciple listen, that's all. Just for example, one master in a Sufi's order, it's just a parable, it's not the real thing. He's supposed to ask every of the people who come into his house or into that house to smell the rose. They have beautiful rose in the garden, in the corner, and then tell everybody go there to smell it, yeah, and describe what it is in two words only. Some people say something, some people say all kind of things. The only the one who say is a rose, and he can stay in his house. And everybody else who doesn't know anything about it or who write nonsense, then cannot stay. Miss the mark, you know, miss the point, yeah. Therefore. When a master talks about rose, it's not exactly the rose, okay? It's not about the rose that he talks about. It is just so to drive home something. Now, there's a man who planted an orange tree, yeah? It happened to be these orange trees are very special orange trees. It produces fruit only every 30 years. 20 years, a very long time. After 30 years, maybe they have fruit. So everybody tell him, what kind of orange that you plant? What for? You never know if you live until 30 years to eat this fruit, no? Why do you plant it? Yeah. And this person happened to be the chief of the priest. So the man who planted the orange say, oh yeah, I know that. But who knows, maybe I live until 30 more years to eat the orange. Or maybe, at least, you know, my descendants, yeah, my successor will be able to enjoy it. So what's the harm, you know? No problem. And then this story came to the king's ears, or he also came and have a look at the orange, and he also say the same thing. What for you plant the trees in your old age like this, in your middle age, past middle age, and you never know if you will live until 30 years to eat it? So the man answered the same, yes, maybe, who knows, maybe I live until 30 more years, or at least my descendants will enjoy it. And the king agrees, okay, who knows, okay. Just in case I also, you know, the king, will live for another 30 years or more, and you will still live another 30 years, both of us, maybe, that long-lived people, then could you please bring me some of these orange if it bears fruit? Yeah? So the man, of course, said, yes, that would be my honor and privilege to bring it to you. 30 years later, truly the orange tree bears fruit. So the man, remember, and he took a basket full of it, yeah, cover it well, clean and nice, and bring it to the capital. And there he met the chief of security and say that the king has wanted some of this, so I bring it to him. So he reported to the king, and the king said, oh yeah, yeah, good man, that still remember me after 30 years about what I wish. Good subject, good citizen. So I reward him abundantly with a lot of gold pieces. And he enjoyed the orange. It's very special, sweet orange. When you eat it, feel very, very energetic, very spiritually elevated, and feel very happy, contented. It's not just an ordinary orange. That's why it took 30 years to bloom, I guess. That's why it's a very precious orange. So, okay, said and done. He took his gold, the king took his orange, and everybody happy. It will happen that there's another woman nearby his house. And she saw what he does, and she also wants to offer the king some orange to get some gold. So she took some of her ordinary orange in her yard, put it in a similar basket, covered it well the way he did, and brought it to the capital and demanded to see the king and to get the gold. But the security man knows all about it, you know? So, of course, he doesn't let her in. And she came home with her own orange and complaining all the while. How come? Orange and orange. Oh, what? Why I don't have any gold? And that man have a lot of gold like that. She complained. Yeah. Because she was so angry and concentrate on gold only, you know? She even forgot to ask the special orange planter what really happened. So she keep complaining all the time, all the way. Everybody knows about it. But the truth is, it was a special orange that the man offered to the king. It's similar. The master used this to point out to the disciples that methods and methods are different. Yeah. Maybe you think you belong to this and that order or that religion, but you don't have the essence of it. Yeah? You don't have the lineage of initiation. You don't have the power connection to God. And that's not the same. So no matter how many oranges you have, it's not the same as the one specially cultivated and bloom on it after 30 years. Precious, you know? Precious. Yeah. The same. The master wanted to say that the method that he introduced to his disciples at that time, you know, the Sufi master, that was a precious one. It might look similar to any others, also like religious, a five commandments or ten commandments, or be good, do good, and all that. Yeah, but it's not the same. Yeah? You might have a bank account, but it's empty. or only a few dollars in it. And another guy might have a same bank, yeah, similar account, but he has $1 million in it. So when he write a check, he write big. You see what I mean? Confident. And people trust it. But when you write a check, no matter how many zero you put in, it doesn't help anything. That is, you might write the same, you know, number two, and put like 50 behind it. It makes no difference. It looks the same check from same bank, same amount, same number, but it don't produce anything. Similarly, if we do not have a fortune of meeting a real living master with a real living lineage, you know, real living connection with the divine power, then no matter how long we sit, no matter how much charity we do, it amounts to not much. Yeah? It might keep us morally, okay, high, yeah? And maybe people will praise us for being charitable. Yeah? And we might feel that, okay, we are very charitable and spiritual person. But feeling, it's not the same. And so some of the humankind, many of humankind are deluded into thinking like that. When there is no connection, then there is no connection. When there is no electricity in the house, even the plug look the same, yeah, and the outlet look the same, the cable look the same. It's not the same, yeah? Electricity is not connected. You know that or not? Yeah. The telephone is the same, but it doesn't work, yeah? Because it's not connected. It has to be connected. Either the electricity already in the house, or you have to plug it in. You know that joke about the new commander of the army, huh? He went into his brand new office and I love it so much. We got promoted, you know, and feel very grand. And then suddenly somebody like a nobody with crumpy clothes and dirty, oily clothes that come in his office, and he want to impress that guy. You know, so he pick up the phone and say, "Oh, hello, Mr. President. How are you? You know, everything is okay there? Of course I come visit you, sir." And then he keep blah blah for a while. And then he turned to the dirty clothes looking guy and said, "And you, hey, what you want?" "Sorry, sir, I came to connect your phone." Remember that joke, huh? I told you long time already, no? I remember very well. It's a joke you won't forget. So it's just a show. It's just a show, a pompous show, if we don't have substance. Yeah. The light and the sound of God. That's the only method that we should connect. Because that's the real thing. It's not even a method. If we're not connected with the light and sound of God, if we're not connected with God, then we're not connected with God. No matter what we say, what kind of clothes we wear, how beautiful clothes, or traditional or not traditional, or how many attendants you have around to make it look good, and how many people come and listen to you, or how many people worship you, or how many people donate to you, it makes no difference. At the end of the day, if you're not connected with God, you are not connected with God. Right?
Yes.
Now, you know very well the difference, right? Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. So similarly, the other day we talked about NQ. Huh? What is NQ again? Anybody know?
Noble quality.
Okay. Wow, you have better memory. Good. Okay. So noble quality is the same. The other day I told you I'm glad that you saw the positive side of every other country. I was very happy that you even noticed the positive side of the people and the goodness of their countries. Yeah? And the noble point of their citizens. Also, they look like very devoted to God, yeah, and look like very charitable, very spiritual, aspired. But this might be copy, or might be tradition to help. Maybe because they have a lot of money, yeah, maybe a good leader, yeah, to direct all this money into helping other poor country. And that's very good for that country, good for that president or the good premier. Yeah? Good Prime Minister. Okay. But it's not necessarily of the whole country consciousness. Or sometimes people do it out of, okay, we have to. You know, the church say we must be charitable. Yeah? The temple monks say we have to be good. Yes. So they trying. That is very beautiful to try. At least you try. Huh? But the inborn quality of the Indian are different. They're not copyable. Not copyable. They just do it like they breathe. Yeah? Like they comb their hair, like they bath in the Ganges River. They don't do it with any motive at all. They just do it because it's just inborn in them to be good. And even their country are poor, they still keep whatever the tradition, beautiful, because they can't help it. If you come into their house, they just have to serve you. They just have to cook for you. They just have to treat you like a king. Because that's the way they are. They do it with their heart. So this thing from the heart cannot copy. That's what I mean. What you do out of learning or out of order or out of tradition is not the same. Yes. Maybe in that country there are some good leaders, you see? So the leaders teach the citizen or make an example or govern the citizens well, so that everybody go toward that goal. So they use a public fund or anything at all to help other poor people, or mobilize the whole country to become religious adherents of one religion or another religion. But it's not the same as people are born with it. Nobody had to tell them anything. They're born into it. And they just have it in their gene. And the people who are the same quality of course, we'll be attracted again and again to India, and we're born there. Therefore, the whole country become that. So you can't copy it, yeah? Just like if a person who is charitable from the heart, and she or he is very, very conscious of the suffering of others, and anything she or he would do in her power or his power to elevate the suffering of the people, they do it with heart, you know, any time. It's different than the person next door who saw him doing it and tried to copy it, but not the same feeling, not the same concern for the suffering of other people. But nevertheless, the copy is beautiful. Yeah? We have to start from somewhere. We have to learn from somewhere. So examples are extremely good. So even the Indian people, they don't go out and teach anything, but many people go to India to learn, you see that? Mm-hmm. And emulate their kindness or their hospitality. Of course, people don't write a record about it, yeah? But they do. Many people do go to India and then feel the goodness spread also into their being, and then they go home do the same. Yeah? Of course, it's not as good as the original, but it's very good. Money is easier to give. You see, like for example, I give money to charity, or I give money so the disciple go out, you know, your brother and sister go out and help the poor. But I respect those people who go out there and help, you know, directly. I wish I could do it myself too. But it's not my direct job, you see? So it's not like I give money and then I feel proud about it. Okay, I'm the one who give money. No, no, the one who goes there to the direct area and give it to direct the people, they are the great ones. Yeah. So money is not everything. Yeah. But of course I have my feeling with it too. We just give what we have and with our honest earning. Yeah. I wish we could give more, you know. But they're better than nothing. Yeah. And some poor country, if I give 30,000, it amounts to like almost half a million or more than half a million. Then for half a million dollars equivalent in America, you can buy a lot of stuff. So don't just say, okay, I have only 10,000. It's not too much compared to, for example, Bill Gates giving 10 million. Don't compare. Do what you can. You're not Bill Gates. Do what you can. And I don't do it as a sole donor to the disaster victims. I do it in the knowledge that I'm just doing my part. Everybody else do their part. Can you imagine if many organizations, each one give only $30,000, the victim will be singing already. Yeah? Singing praise of God already. Yeah? They think it's a miracle that God bestowed on them. Don't you think so? We're just doing our part. Yeah? And that is, if everybody do their part, then the whole world is never in trouble of any kind. And you know, like, even if 30,000 buy something for people, maybe they live one more day more or two more days, they wait for the bigger thing to come. You know, like a big Red Cross, United Nations, or big country, powerful money, Mongol, to come and help them. But they have to live meanwhile first to wait for these big helpers, you know. We are not the big helper, of course. We're just doing something what we can. And that helps them to survive for a while until some better things come. That's the idea, you see? So we just go over there and give it directly as much as we can, yeah? Like in Vietnam we say, một miếng khi đói bằng một gói khi no. That means, you just give me a morsel when I'm hungry, better than you give me a big bag when I'm full. Yes. Because that morsel will keep me alive for a while, until I be able to stand on my feet, or until somebody else, stronger, more powerful, come along and help me. Without that muscle, maybe I die already. And it's too late for the powerful and the bigger helper to come. And that, you see what I mean? So it's good we do our part. In my heart, I feel the suffering of the people feeling. The more you practice, the more sensitive you become. You feel the broken arm of an ant. You feel the broken wing of a moth. That's why we cannot kill. Not that we don't kill. We can't. We feel. What he feels. How can we do it? You see what I mean? Anything make me suffer. If I see them suffer, I suffer. Even an ant or an insect that happened to fall on the ground, I would lift him up and say, you go out there, it's better for you. Yeah? Very gently, so that he won't die. His life is precious. He lives only half a day. That's all he has. Life is precious to him. So any insect or anything, we cannot kill because we know he hurts. It's not like you don't kill. You can't. You cannot do it. You cannot bring yourself to do it. And that is a natural law. It's not like Master Qinghai imposed it upon you. You don't kill. You don't hurt other beings. You just can't.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption. Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children. Antibiotic-resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus, blue tongue disease, E. coli, salmonella, bird flu, mad cow disease, or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk, pig's disease, or PMWS, listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, pre-eclampsia, campylobacter, Clostridium difficile, diseases hidden in healthy-appearing livestock. Some of the costs of meat eating. Heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion US a year. Cancer. Over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer-related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion US. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year. Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide. An estimated $174 billion US spent each year on treatment. Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion US each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese. Environmental. Use up to 70% of clean water. Pollute most of the water bodies. Deforest the lungs of the earth. Uses up to 43% of the world's cereal. Uses up to 85% of the world's soy. Cause world hunger and wars. 80% cause of global warming. Plus more. Some of the costs of milk consumption. Bacterial microbes, pesticides and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat. Breast, prostate and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat leads to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes and heart disease. Linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis. Classified as a major allergen, lactose intolerance. Plus more.
Maybe in the beginning you say, okay, Master say I don't kill, so I don't do it. But later on, as you grow up in spiritual practice, you just can't. Even if I don't tell you, anybody else tell you to kill for your survival, you cannot do it. It just become you. You awaken within yourself the greatness, the nobility that you have it, yeah? That is godlike. So, this is a real thing then, yeah? This is a real Indian, okay? You will all become Indian. With all different color, white, black, yellow, red, half white, half red, half black, half white, you know, like a zebra. So we have to become like Indian people, by heart, eh? Okay, yeah. It's good that they are there and keep their beautiful tradition, yeah, for you, for the people to know about it and to emulate. And I hope the Indian people continue to live their tradition. No matter how poor they are, they're extremely rich. Yeah. When your heart is rich, you are truly rich. Money don't mean much. Oh, it does mean something. Well, if you can use it to help people and to nourish your family, that is something, yeah? Of course. But it too shall pass, you know that already, yeah? Richness, poorness shall pass. If we don't take good care, or if it's our karma like that, it shall pass, yeah? Or you give it away, also you don't have. So anyway, it is good that the Indian people do what they do and continue to live the way they live. Even in their poor country, they still live the same tradition. Did you read one of our magazine in which one of our funny messenger report about one village in Rajasthan? That they're very poor, but they have a house there for the guests. Whoever go there can stay for a while and have food, boarding and lodging. Yeah? And they have nothing there, just desert. Water is even rare. But still the hospitality don't die. Yeah, the same. I mean, that is an extreme area, yeah, with no water, because it's a desert, Rajasthan, you know. It's a desert-like area, and very hostile-like environment. But the people hearts are gold still. So you do understand this? It doesn't have to be money, but they do that. The whole village put money there so that the hotel exists. They don't charge you anything. They don't charge anything. And of course you can't stay forever, eh? Everybody understand that. If you have to move on, huh? It's just for passing by travelers. You can stay 3 days or 1 week. And then you have to make room for somebody else. It's not like the villages are not hospital, but people passing by, you have to go, no? It's a hotel, okay? It's not your house, no? And you don't go there to live in a hotel forever, of course. You are a mendicant, you just go there, you take the hospitality if you don't have, and you move on. You can move to the next village and stay in the next hotel for another few days.